And let's take a closer look at two incidents this week involving captive wild animals. On Tuesday, a toddler in Florida was injured by a rhinoceros after slipping into its zoo exhibit. 2 days before that, a 22-year-old intern at the Conservator Center in North Carolina was killed by a lion during a routine cleaning of its enclosure. The lion was shot and killed by police. Kitty Block, CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, has been speaking out about this. Kitty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk first about what happened in North Carolina. The Conservators Center, where this intern was killed, is not an accredited zoo. Can you explain the difference between one of these animal centers and a zoo?
Sure. There are thousands of places, roadside zoos, private individuals who keep animals, wild animals, lions, tigers, you'd be shocked. And North Carolina is one of the four remaining holdouts that allow this, which is dangerous and it's inhumane for the animal.
And this young woman who was killed, she was in the animal's enclosure. She was cleaning it, but the animal was sort of off to the side in another area. Apparently that did not work to keep her safe. How could this have been prevented?
Well, as was mentioned in the police report and other things, this was not an accredited AZA zoo. It was USDA licensed, but USDA license, it's really the bare minimum. So there are so many additional protocols they could have followed and things they could have done, which need to be done. If you have wild animals, you have a responsibility to make sure that the people that come in contact with them are safe and that the animals are in good, humane condition.
Now, on the other hand, in Melbourne, Florida, this was an accredited zoo, and this is where the toddler slipped through a barrier and was injured by a white rhino. It was a hands-on exhibit. So accreditation is not necessarily a guarantee of safety.
You're absolutely right. I mean, accreditation really is incredibly important. But in the case in Florida, it was a hands-on exhibit. And that's something that the Humane Society of the United States does not support. Wild animals should not come into contact with humans under any kind of setting.
Hmm. A lot of zoos would say that they're working to promote animal conservation. These types of exhibits allow access to animals that, frankly, not everyone could afford otherwise. You know, not everyone can just get on a plane and fly to Africa for a safari. I mean, isn't there some value in these efforts to put animals and people this close together?
Well, I think that's different than a hands-on petting experience. Letting people see animals when the animals are in a humane setting and that they're following the highest accreditation, that's something different. But to actually let children touch these animals, well, that's just asking for trouble. It is dangerous and it's incredibly stressful to these animals.
Hmm. The rhino encounter had been open since 2009, presumably without a high-profile incident like this. I mean, what should the relationship between humans and animals look like? I mean, how should we get close enough to them so that we can better understand them?
Well, you can view them and you can watch them, but it's hands off. And there should never, ever be private ownership of these animals, nor should these animals be in settings where they're not in places that are accredited and the highest, highest possible standards. And so that's also why the Humane Society of the United States is working on federal legislation to actually get a framework that will get all states to take on these issues and really better the lives of these animals and have so much better safety for people involved.
And that law is called the Big Cat Public Safety Act, expected to be reintroduced in this brand new Congress. You also write that since 1990, 24 people have been killed by captive big cats in the United States. Kitty Block, CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.